evening. We begin with that breaking news, a major terrorist taken out by U.S. forces. The second in command of Al-Qaeda, no one but bin Laden, as revered inside the terrorist group. His name is Abu Alibi. He operated in the shadows, but his power was felt around the globe and here in the U.S. Al-Qaeda's forces would only strike after they had his blessing. ABC's Martha Raddatz is here to tell us how the U.S. finally tracked him down. Martha?
Al-Libi was a huge player in Al-Qaeda, Diane. U.S. officials believe his death is so significant that we are now closer to the ultimate demise of Al-Qaeda's core than ever before.
U.S. intelligence had been tracking Al-Libi for days. Just before dawn on Monday, an armed drone silently circling his hideout in northwest Pakistan fired several powerful missiles. Today, confirmation that those missiles hit their target. Al-Libi is dead. Al-Libi was number two behind Ayman al-Zawahiri, bin Laden's longest and closest associate. He is famous for escaping U.S. custody at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan in 2005. He fled to Pakistan, and within a year, the charismatic Al-Qaeda operative was releasing taunting videos, a leading voice in calling for attacks against the U.S.
He was the gatekeeper to Zawahiri, and frankly, if Ayman al-Zawahiri goes now, the central leadership in Pakistan is probably as close to done as it's going to be.
This strike follows a string of U.S. successes against Al-Qaeda. Osama bin Laden in May of last year, Atiyah al-Rahman, head of Al-Qaeda operations. In Yemen, American-born radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, followed just last month by a drone strike on Fahd al-Kuzo, charged in the bombing of the USS Cole. And now, Al-Libi.
But Martha, tell me why they think Al-Libi is a permanent blow to Al-Qaeda. Won't they just recruit somebody else?
Well, not really. It will be extremely difficult for Zawahiri to replace Al-Libi with someone as experienced and trustworthy, especially now when Zawahiri has got to wonder whether he is next.
All right. Thank you, Martha. Big news on the terrorism front tonight.